On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Live radio.
Hello.
Hey, folks, I'm George Adair. Thanks for tuning in. We do the show every Wednesday at noon 03. Set your timers and tune in, or you can always go to ksro.com. We've got past shows there. Go to the Facebook page, which is Bay Equity's Facebook page, and you can find out who our guests are. In a moment, we'll be joined by Trish McCall. She's with Keller Williams, the McCall team, and extraordinary real estate agent. We'll talk with her about some really interesting things happening in the marketplace right now. Hey, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing? Not sure if you qualify. It's a common question. Give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loans. We'll help you explore your options. Call us at 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100 or online at bayequityloans.com. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome.
You know, just working in the bike shop a lot lately.
Oh, right. The Windsor Bike Shop?
Yeah, the Windsor Bike and Sport. My wife and I bought this about at the end of May, and she's running the day-to-day. So come on by, folks. Check it out.
Cool.
Yeah, it's been fun because I'm, you know, I like cycling.
Yes, you do.
And
very
when
much.
My back gets back in order, I can hopefully get on my bike a little more frequently.
Yeah. Is it tempting though to own a bike store and then be a cyclist and like want to buy all of the stuff?
It's kind of like going to the grocery store when you're hungry.
Right.
Not the best move. I bought a lot of bikes. Like probably far more than I needed. It's fun because I like both road biking and mountain biking. And I told Laura the other day, I go, I think I'm going to sell all my fleet of bikes that I have, which is three bikes, and buy new ones because I can.
Cause
and she just looked
can.
At me and rolled her eyes.
Right.
Anyways, come down. We're at the town green of Windsor. It's that central area within Windsor. We're right there, and we've got a great selection of Giant and Cannondale and Electra. Electra makes cool beach cruisers.
Fun.
I can see you doing a beach cruiser.
I would love one. I loved riding bikes.
Yeah, and you get like the cup holder in the basket and thing on the back for the rack, and you can get like a really fancy seat.
Yeah.
Streamers.
Cool.
Off the handlebars, streamers.
Little cargo bikes kind of thing.
Like yeah,
move
totally.
Stuff around. That's great.
It is. So you can also find out more information about it at windsorbikes.com.
Cool.
We also just got approved with Scott. That's a big deal.
Oh.
So Scott Bikes. We are selling Scott Bikes. But hey, this show, you know, this show's my show. I can talk about whatever I want, right? So I can talk about bikes, but I can also talk about what's happening in the finance world and the real estate community. And I like to have great guests like the one we have joining us today. We're joined by Trish McCall. She's with Keller Williams, the McCall team. Hey, Trish, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for including me. I really appreciate it.
We enjoy
Always
having
fun to be on your show.
I was going to say the same thing. We enjoy having you on the show. And, and you know, I came up with a topic. I was reading just through the news on the internet, and I found an article that was titled, "Almost Half of Americans Have Buyer's Remorse About Their House." Isn't that crazy,
that
Trish?
That was a very interesting article to read.
I didn't realize that it was such a high number. Is that something you've experienced, Trish? Do people come back to you later and like, geez, I could have bought more house?
Well, you know what? I think with the way the market is right now, where the market is moving so fast and the inventory is so low and the selection is so, you know, limited, that I think people are feeling a little bit like they have to settle.
Mm-hmm.
And then luckily with interest rates still being low, but that's also causing housing prices to be so high that people are feeling like, what can I get? What do I really want? And can I really have that dream house that I want, or do I need to settle? And I think that's where that is coming from, is that people, you know, as the article read, some of the topics are that they have to, you know, they felt like they didn't get enough house.
Yeah, and I think you're putting a great perspective on that. It brings me back to when I bought my first house in the early 2000s. And it was also an exciting market, and it was hard to get in, and there was dozens of offers being made on houses sometimes. And I settled, and I didn't like the house that I have or had. I got rid of it. I think this is an interesting thing to conquer before you buy the house, right, Trish? So how do you work with a buyer to make sure they're happy with their purchase?
That's a great question. So other than the first step that we make, which is always call you and say, here, let's find out what we have to work with.
Yeah, financing is huge.
Know, financing is the number one thing, because I say, well, look, we can't go shopping without having the money in the wallet.
Yeah.
So we need to know what our dollars are, and then once we establish what our parameters are, then we go, okay, here's what we have to work with. What do we really want? And we start with, what are our needs analysis? How many bedrooms? How many bathrooms? What's the location? What's the condition? And then what we do, we'll go from there is, how can we accomplish the most of these items? You know, how can we get the best bang for our buck in whatever the property is that they're looking for?
Yeah.
I
was going to say, I think bang for the buck is a key part, because the interest rates can affect that. Mm-hmm. The down payment can affect that. So all these factors come into play as to what are you going to get for the money you spent.
Exactly. But we don't even want to go look, and the article made reference to this, is that we don't want somebody to fall in love with something they can't have, you know, and so we need to know, you know, how much can they really afford, where we really know that this payment is not going to become a problem for them before we go out and look in that price range.
You know, one of the key questions I ask Trish when I interview a client for pre-qualification purposes is, I talk to them about, have you started looking in the market? And usually they've started dancing around in Zillow and trying to figure things out. And then I say, okay, great. So what's your budget? And they usually don't know how to answer that question. I say, well, you're going to cut a check every month that's going to include your mortgage interest and your principal. It's going to include taxes and insurance. How much do you want that to be every month? And they go, well, my rent's $2,000 right now. And I go, okay, but you want a house. Yeah. Well, it's going to have to go up a lot higher than that, because most, you know, first-time homebuyers don't have a big down payment. But that's what I want to know, is what's your budget? Mm-hmm. And then we work within the budget, not just what I tell you you can qualify for.
You know, George, that's a really good point that you brought up, because the number one problem that we find is we get them all excited. They go, look, I've got my down payment. I've met with my lender. And then even though I know that you guys have talked about that word closing costs, that's something that I think people just don't understand, that there's their down payment and then there's their closing costs.
Yeah.
And that is something that's really important, you know, maybe to talk about.
So having a consultation is a big part of what you do with your clients, Trish, I bet. Sitting down and really looking at things and understanding what they want. Does that get harder and harder as we increase home prices? I got this article that came out today. It was on the front page of the Press Democrat. Sonoma County home sales bump up. Prices remain near record levels. And it said that the median single price home in June hit $627,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that incredible?
What a number.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It is something else. Along with going out and looking at those properties and figuring out, once we establish what the amount is that they're looking for, then we'll go and look at that. And I'll say, okay, let me show you what $620,000 buys.
Yeah.
And we start to go look at that and get a feel for it. So then when we establish their needs and wants, and then we say, okay, here's your budget, let me show you what this looks like, oftentimes we'll go back and bring them back to you and say, okay, what we found out is we have a $600,000, you know, budget, but we've got $800,000 taste.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's see if we can't find and make those two things match.
Yeah, and it's a
tough
thing.
Sometimes it's hard to find.
Hard to find. But it could be worse, Trish, because this article continues on and says the Bay Area's median home price last month was $908,000.
Well, that was going to be my next statement. Guess what we are? We're the best thing going for the Bay Area. We are seeing a lot of people that are coming this direction. Mm-hmm. And now with the smart train opening in July, we now have a train that can take them from, perhaps they're living in, you know, they're working in Marin County, and then they're coming to Sonoma County. And that's not necessarily helping our prices up here, because people, we're such a deal compared to the Bay Area.
We are. There's people that are, now they're able to telecommunicate, because let's face it, technology's only improving, you know, and you got these folks from, you know, Menlo Park or from, you know, the Silicon Valley, and they're saying, I can live up there, and I can buy a house for, you know, $800,000 or $900,000 that costs $1.5 to $2 million in the San Jose area. Hey, you know, I want to actually mention this house you've got listed, Trish, for $549,000.
Yeah.
Wow. Tell us about this one in Windsor.
Yeah, I know. No kidding. Yeah, that's an 867 Foothill Drive in Windsor.
Yeah.
It's a three-bedroom, three-bathroom, which is really nice, 1,556 square feet, and it's in a sweet lot, backs to a creek, and it's just, it's in great condition, and it's very close right to the middle school, and it's also close to several parks, so it's a fantastic property, I think people are going to just love it.
Yeah, people will love this, because I live in the Foothill area, actually. I drive by this house every day, twice, because I go use Foothill Drive to get to Brooks, which I take to the 101. I love where I live, And Windsor's awesome.
Yeah.
And anybody that wants to pick up a good deal in Windsor, you've got to call Trish on this one. I was blown away when I saw this. Trish, what's the best number people should call to reach you at?
707-636-4215.
So call Trish McCall and her team at 636-4215, and she'll show you this house. Now, is there any open houses coming up on this, or are you going to do private showings? How do people get to see this one?
Well, normally we would be doing an open house this weekend, and we may, but believe it or not, with being on the market just a few hours, we already are looking at some offers.
Oh. Wow.
So, I mean, that happened today.
Jeez.
So that tells you this is a great one. If you still want to get in, we will make a way to get you in, and we'd love to have that opportunity. But that goes back to your article again.
Yeah.
That's where why people are feeling that they're feeling so rushed, mm-hmm. you know, that they, but at the same time, I don't want people to want to say, look, I love this house, I want to buy this house, and then tell them you can't write me an offer until maybe a week. I think that's frustrating for buyers.
It is.
I think if people are ready to make a decision, we want to be ready to receive their offers.
Right. You know, I think, actually, you're quoted in this article, aren't you, for Press Democrat?
I am.
You are. Look at that. There's page two. So, you know, you were talking about how you had listed homes and they went so quickly. So is there a problem here where buyers may be aggressively making offers without really wanting the house and just to tie it up? Are you starting to see that in the market?
Well, yes and no. A lot depends on a lot of different properties. One, we're looking at who's the agent, who's representing the buyer. Number two, because then I know I have somebody I can trust that's going to help, you know, that this is going to be a real bona fide offer.
Yeah.
Number two, we're looking at who the lender is, and that's one of the things that you do is provide a great, you know, pre-approval letter, and then I know that if you're the one representing on the other end, you've had those right questions that are really important.
Yeah.
The last thing we want to do is get a person into an accepted offer that isn't really prepared to want to move forward. But you know what we're seeing a lot of? People who have made multiple offers on properties and they weren't able to get in. And so are you ready to move forward? Does that make sense?
It does. It absolutely does. So being ready to move forward, having your ducks in a row, and working with the right real estate agent with Trish McCall and her team or with us at Bay Equity makes a nice picture. Trish McCall, we love having you on the radio. We're going to go to our commercial break right now, and it sounds like you're going to sell this thing like hotcakes, so good luck. And let's have you back soon.
Thanks so much for including me.
Oh, thank you. All right, folks, that's Trish McCall. Again, if you want to learn more about what she's listing and if she can help you as a buyer's agent, give her a call at 707-636-4215. Again, 636-4215. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Stick around.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Traffic on the fives and weather six times an hour on Sonoma County's Morning News with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk KSRO.
Hey, Sonoma County. This is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans, and I'm proud to present a loan program exclusively offered by Bay Equity. We call it Giving to Heroes. Giving to Heroes is a loan program offered to our local heroes, including firefighters, teachers, police officers, public safety, veterans, and healthcare professionals. Active or retired, Giving to Heroes from Bay Equity Home Loans is giving back to those who serve our country and our local community. If you're considering buying or selling, or even refinancing your home, you may be able to save thousands of dollars. For details and availability of this wonderful program, please visit the Giving to Heroes website at givingtoheroes.net. Or call us at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans. Call 583-8100.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law, and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, I'm joined in the studio with Adrian Roach. He's a real estate agent with W Real Estate, a local real estate brokerage here in Sonoma County. Hey, Adrian, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Glad to be here again.
You've been doing this for about 13 years, and you've probably seen some up and downs during that time period.
Just a few. One big one.
Yeah, we all saw the real big one.
Right.
But you know, folks, there's a lot of headwinds when you enter the housing market. You know, it's not the easiest thing to start. One of the first places I'm sure, Adrian, you recommend is getting pre-approved, right?
Always.
So if someone calls you and they're like, "Hey, I saw your listing over there on at Main Street." What do you say? How do you engage them to get started in the process to buy or qualify?
Definitely try and warm the call up a little bit, but first thing is, hey, are you pre-approved? Mm-hmm. Have you spoken with a lender? And number two is, who have you talked to? Who are you pre-approved with? Because Right. Yeah, that is crucial.
Because regionality versus national lenders is important, right? Working with a local lender versus...
Oh, very much so.
Yeah. I've got this article that I was reading, and it talked about, affordability. And the issue of qualifying comes down to the three C's, which is credit, collateral, and capacity. So credit, of course, is self-explanatory, which is your FICO score and your credit history. Collateral is the property that you're making a loan on. What's the value and what's the quality of it? And the capacity is what savings and what income do you have? And so I was looking at the salary you need to afford homes in 20 major U.S. cities. And what an interesting article that was put out by this Emmy Martin. She's a blogger, it looks like. It talks about that there's such a disparity between income and median home prices. And for example, if I go down into San Francisco here, it talked about, these numbers are pretty shocking. The median home price in San Francisco is $1.296
million. Oh my God, I'm sorry. That took my breath away.
Yeah. $1.296 million median home price. The income needed to qualify with 10% down payment is $215,000 a year. And the income needed to qualify with a 20% down payment is $180,000.
Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, folks, that's like, first off, that's one percenter type income.
Yeah.
Right? So affordability is a big factor, isn't it?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
There's people who can kind of, they have a champagne taste and a beer budget. You ever get any of those buyers, Adrian?
Oh, just a few.
Yeah.
A lot of first-time home buyers are like that.
Yeah, they're like, "Oh, I want to live up in Healdsburg. It's beautiful up there." And I don't have the numbers here, but I'm pretty sure the median home price is approaching $1 million in Healdsburg too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's funny because you always hear, this is my list of requirements. This is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, okay, we got to scratch about every one of those off.
We got to carve about 70% off
reality.
That. Yeah. And, it's funny. We joke about it. And you think, gosh, that's just craziness. But there's people that are out there trying to figure out how to buy a house in these markets.
Right.
And that's where urban sprawl turns into suburbia.
Right.
This is why Santa Rosa exists and why Tracy and Bakersfield and Fresno exist. Mm-hmm. And, it's sprawling away from these urban centers. Santa Rosa is also growing, but if you get outside of Santa Rosa, you look at Dorner Park and you can get up into Cloverdale.
Mm-hmm.
But what else has bounced back? Lake County.
Lake County, yeah.
Huge demand
Big
again
time.
For Lake County. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's very reminiscent. Right around the first year and a half that I was in the business, mm-hmm. we had that big push up to Cloverdale, out to Lake County, mm-hmm. When the market was red hot and very reminiscent with all the multiple offers, the prices going through the roof, all the overbidding. And it's almost like we're right there again.
Well, Michelle, you're from Seattle. You have family
yes,
from Seattle.
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you think the median home price in Seattle is right now?
Gosh, I don't know.
Shoot something at me.
700.
Nope, you're high. It's 530.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you had 10% down in Seattle, you'd need to make about $87,000 a year.
Okay.
Yeah. So income is a headwind.
Right.
But so is interest rates. So, interest rates fluctuate. The higher the interest rate, the lower your buying power. A lot of people I see today are pushing the limits on what they qualify for. Mm-hmm. They're paying off debt in order to qualify because we look at their overall debt-to-income ratio relative mm-hmm. to the debt-to-income ratio is part of the calculation and underwriting. So their total cumulative monthly payments on debt calculates against their income. We get a ratio. So that's really the basis of this analysis. Here, I'll give you another one. What do you think Los Angeles? I'll ask you, Los Angeles.
I'll go with my 700 again.
No, 555.
What?
Yeah.
It's way more affordable than I would think.
Yeah, but it's Los Angeles.
Oh, and it's huge. Right. So I guess that factors in everything.
It's a big area. Sprawl is again, a factor there. There's a lot of suburbia out there. Las Vegas is only 205.
That makes sense. Being out in the desert in the heat.
It's hot.
Yep.
But if it's 205, you only got to make $34,000 a year.
Wow. Gosh.
Yeah. Dollar's going to go a lot further out there.
Yeah. Well, no, there's slot machines.
Right. They won't go that far. They'll go right to the slot machine.
Back with empty pockets.
Yeah. It's not going to go further. It's going to get further away from you. Well, okay. So you got headwinds that hit you. When a buyer wants to look attractive, let's say we've pre-approved them. Bay Equity has got a buyer. I sent them to you and they're pre-approved. And what is the next step for you in helping a buyer to identify their goals and get an accepted offer on a house?
A couple things that we'll look at. One of the phone calls that I would make with you after the pre-approval is seeing as far as timelines with loan approvals, if there's any way we can shave those down, because the contract defaults on 21 days for loan approval. Mm-hmm. If we can shave that down a little bit, we can make that look more attractive.
And you have to trust that not only, so the listing agent gets this offer that says, oh, we can do it in 8 days. You know, you're going to look at that and go,
that's a big question mark.
Yeah, I mean, there's just time. It takes time to do things.
Right,
so, exactly. You know, we are seeing people can remove contingencies on loans with 12 days, 14 days, right?
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they can do that.
So what else? So time frames, it's 30 days is the standard, but we're seeing people do it in 22 days, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's out there. And that's with a good lender like yourself, Bay Equity, in being able to shave those timelines down, a lot of these offers can compete with cash closings. Mm-hmm. You know, cash buyers out there usually have that quick close, you know, mm-hmm. anywhere from 15 to 20 days, just enough time to do their inspections, things like that. So when you've got a lender who is able to do that as well.
Perform quickly.
Exactly.
Cash buyers sound good at first, but, you know, then you sort of start to peel out the details of the offer. What are some of the weaknesses of a cash offer that you've experienced down the road into the contract? You know, what happens?
That's a key word. Into the contract is a lot of times that they'll make it look attractive on the outside, but as soon as they start doing their inspections, it's, you know, they're hammering you on, oh, we need a price reduction for this and that. So by the time it's all said and done, they've tried to beat up the seller in getting a lower sales price or, you know, closing cost credits and things like that.
Right. There's a believability factor. Sometimes, If an offer looks too good, the listing agent will be like, I don't know, right? And they'll also, you know, you as a listing agent would query the buyer's agents to make sure they're not going to come back at you later and say, hey, are you going to try and beat us up?
Definitely. Yeah. That's the key, is asking the right questions up front and trying to get those tough answers to see where their intentions
sort of
lie.
See behind the curtain a little bit, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. See what you're really made of as an offer, as a buyer, because cash, they say cash is king, right? Well, you know, sometimes cash buyers use that as leverage and they say, well, hey, I've got cash and I can close quick, but I need you to drop your price another 5% or something crazy, right?
Yep. Usually that's the deal.
So agents are seeing through cash a little bit more than they used to, aren't they?
A little bit. Yeah, definitely. You know, every scenario is different, you know, just like every buyer and every borrower is different.
Right. Yeah, so. Sure. But cash still plays a big role in today's marketplace.
It does, especially in our area. Mm-hmm. You know, the stat is one out of every four buyers is still cash.
That's a lot.
So,
yeah, I mean, that is a lot. And you do carry that that strength in shorter contingencies or no loan contingency, but there's still the issue of inspection contingencies
exactly.
that can come up.
Yep.
Well, so you got headwinds into your ability to qualify. You've got, of course, as I mentioned, you've got credit scores, you've got the loan-to-value ratios and the collateral, and you've got the capacity. Savings and reserves is a big part of qualifying, especially if you're talking about a jumbo property.
Definitely.
I mean, you want to buy a property in San Francisco for $1.25 million, it's a non-conforming loan. It's not something that Fannie Mae will probably make the loan on unless you have a huge down payment, like $500,000 down or whatever the number is. So that's also part of it, is verifying the assets. So when you get an offer in as a listing agent, and again, I'm here with Adrian Roach at W Real Estate, and he's our expert in the booth today. If you get an offer that comes in and it's got a big down payment, what do you expect to see from the buyer to validate that?
You always ask for verification of funds. Mm-hmm. So either a bank statement, some kind of statement from, you know, if they've got it in stocks or whatever it might be.
Right.
So something to verify that those funds are actually there.
Right. So proving the funds is a big part of it, because the seller's going to take the house off the market and really doesn't have any control over the time frame until the contingencies are up.
That's right.
So there's a loan contingency in place. This is where trust comes in, right? You want to make sure you're working with a lender you can trust, both the listing and selling agents. Want to make sure the lender's going to perform, because they basically take this house off the market from accepting any more offers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And until the contingencies are removed, the seller has no control.
Exactly.
So believability is a big factor. Yeah. And that's where you get into the difference between a pre-approval versus a pre-qualification, right?
Yes.
Has it been through underwriting?
And what about rates fluctuating? Does that make it easier to afford?
Yeah, really good point. So the volatility in the marketplace is always going to impact the cost of home ownership. So if rates are 4% for a 30-year fix compared to 5%, that's about an 18% variance. I mean, there's a big difference in those rates. But if it's only like 4% compared to 4.25%, you could be talking about $100, $120 a month. That's not a big number. But $200 to $300, $400, that's a big number.
Right.
So, you know, rates have seemingly remained low over the history of interest rates. I think I've been saying historical low for the last 8 years.
Right. It certainly feels like it.
Yeah, it really does. But what, you know, I mean, as a realtor, are you monitoring rates as closely, or do you just kind of leave that up to the lenders?
We definitely take a look at rates. Mm-hmm. You know, you definitely want to know because your clients are going to ask you all the time. But, you know, beyond knowing, I always trust in my lender partners.
Right.
So
yeah, well, you know, that's good. It is a partnership. I appreciate that you say that because you got the lender and you got the realtor. They do need to talk. They need to communicate.
Always,
you know, and also on the other side, you know, the listing agent should be talking to the lender.
Always,
you know, and getting an idea of the statuses and where's the loan at.
Yeah, I'm always calling the lenders on the pre-approval letters, and when I've got a listing and it's multiple offers, it's been surprising. I've had a couple instances where, you know, I've called the lenders and, you know, just verifying the buyer is, you know, who the letter says it is, and run across a couple instances where it was totally different programs that the lender was talking about in the letter, and I'm like, how long has this been since you've touched base with this, or how old is this letter, you know, and things like that. So
how about those internet lenders? How do those conversations go? Do they ever even really talk to you very much?
It's a lot better than it used to be, but still, anytime I get any kind of internet lender, it's always a good practice to have them, you know, do a secondary pre-approval with somebody like you,
somebody
local.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Adrian Roach is with W Real Estate, good friend of mine. Go ahead and give him a call. What's your number again, Adrian?
It's 707-292-6774.
All right, 292-6774, W Real Estate, a great local brokerage. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. All right. Glad to be here.
All right, folks. Hey, tune in again. We'll be on next Wednesday at noon 03 on air with George Adair. Thank you very much.